I'm okay, but my ailment was over exaggerated on the local press, who perhaps were bought by, you know, the ruling party.
You mentioned, Senator Johnson, that you thought that the media over-exaggerated the issue of your health. Can you tell us, you know, what was wrong with you?
I developed pressure 2 days before New Year, and my pressure went up to 200 or 190. It was very serious. Certainly, it was serious. It would have led me into coma. It would have led me into having stroke. But as God will have it, His grace survived me.
Do you think, Senator Johnson, that your campaign has lost some momentum, the fact that you were out of the public eye for a few weeks?
Not at all, not at all. The people of this country would like to see not only change of leadership, but change of the system. A system that would give a new power to the people of this nation. Power in Liberia is so highly centralized, and Liberians would like to see decentralization to give some political autonomy to the countries. I am the only candidate in this country that has the decentralized platform. So whatever was happening to me, the people of Liberia unanimously prayed for me to get well. And through their prayers and the prayers of the faithful ones, I revived and I'm okay now to contest. In fact, my coming back strong, sound, and intelligent once again is giving sleepless nights to the ruling party right now. All over the countries, everywhere there is national reception of this party.
Senator Johnson, the last time we talked with you on this program, some colleagues of yours in the opposition were talking about a possible merger. Have you been contacted by anyone in the opposition about a possible merger?
Well, we are holding a series of consultations. Deliberations have been carried out amongst us, and our doors are open. We've been opportune to meet Brunskin, Councillor Brunskin, and Dr. Drew Mason, and Dr. George Weir. And we are still talking. Until we conclude, I hold my comments.
You mentioned your campaign platform, which is decentralization. Do you think that is gaining track with the voters of Liberia?
Certainly, it's nationally overwhelming. You see, in Liberia, since 163 years, power has been highly centralized, thereby impeding development. Everything in Liberia that has to do with development is the prerogative of the president. So they have not realized that there should be a change of system. It means the system to be changed. And so with a decentralized platform that will give some political autonomy to the countries, they are very happy about this platform.
So you think you are ready to take on the incumbent president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf?
I am definitely prepared to take on Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. They believe in Liberia by many people in many quarters that the incumbent will be difficult to defeat. I am telling the wind of change is blowing over Africa, where incumbent leaders have been voted out. And we certainly believe that Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is certainly going to be voted out, because she asked Liberians and announced to the whole world that all she wanted was only one term, to come back and renounce on her promise, on her vow, and want to run again for the second term. I think a true leader should not be a dribbler. We are now in a football field.